Do all humans belong to the same species? Welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. We're moving forward in our series here, featuring number 8 of 10 different instances where evolutionists have changed position on a major concept that's part of the creation-evolution controversy towards more of a creationist viewpoint. And I've been explaining that it doesn't mean that evolutionists have switched to believe in biblical creation. I'm just highlighting this to show you that science is revealing creationist interpretations of the facts we see in God's world are better understood according to God's word. Our question today is, are there different races of people biologically? Now, even though it's not in vogue to admit it today because of the racial implications, at one time, evolutionists held to the idea that the various types of humans around the world were actually different species with different races of men at differing levels of evolution coexisting. They imagined the different races had evolved at different times, leading to the racist idea of some being superior and some less human. In contrast, of course, biblical creationists declared that all men were created equal. There was only one race, descendants of Adam, that were fully human and created in the image of God. Don't believe this is the case? Well, go read the Bible and you'll see that this is the consistent view in Scripture. We all come from our original parents, Adam and Eve. There's only one race. Now go back in time and look at the earliest evolutionary textbooks, including Darwin's own work, and you'll see I'm telling the truth. And Darwinists knew what the Bible said in contrast to what they believed. For example, the infamous Ernst Haeckel, the fellow who forged those fraudulent embryo drawings evolutionists have admitted are false but are still used in textbooks sometimes. Well, he wrote a lot about evolution. In his openly racist book called The History of Creation, he clearly attacked the biblical view when he said this, quote, "All these five races of men, according to the Jewish legend of creation, are said to have descended from a single pair, Adam and Eve, and in accordance with this, are said to be varieties of one kind or species." The excellent paleontologist Quenstedt is right in maintaining that if Negroes and Caucasians were snails, zoologists would universally agree that they represented two very distinct species which could never have originated from one pair by gradual divergence. Haeckel actually divided humans into 12 different species and said this, quote, "Most anthropologists dogmatically and firmly hold to the so-called unity of species for all the races of men and unite them into one species as Homo sapiens. However, the unprejudiced and critical inquirer cannot rid himself of the conviction that the morphological differences between them are much more important." You see, Haeckel also wrote this, "Thus, for example, a great English traveler who lived for a considerable time on the west coast of Africa says, 'I consider the Negro to be a lower species of man and cannot make up my mind to look upon him as a man and a brother, for the gorilla would then have to be admitted into the family.'" I mean, this is incredibly racist. Now, you know, these ideas not only convinced evolutionary scientists, but the general public into believing some humans were superior to others. It fueled racist ideas. And you know, when I have evolutionists protesting those were older evolutionary ideas, I like to remind them that I myself growing up was reading similar ideas in textbooks and other scientific literature, like the Time Life book series from the Life Sciences Library, published in 1966. That was the year I was born. And they showed me these colorful charts depicting a common ape-like ancestor branching out into separate races of man, like the Caucasoid, the Negroid, the Mongoloid, and the Australoid. I've got pictures of those books I use in my presentations. And this concept has shown up in my own province at a local university just 35 minutes from where I live, just a few decades ago. In J. Philip Rushton's book, Race, Evolution, and Behavior, one of the book reviewers said this, quote, "Blacks, according to Rushton, have smaller brains, making them less intelligent than whites and Asians. Using 60 different measures, Rushton ranks the races along an evolutionary scale with blacks at the bottom and Asians at the top." Now, if you go by what modern science has revealed, you see quotes from articles like this today. Scientists at the National Institutes of Health recently announced that they'd put together a draft of the entire sequence of the human genome, and the researchers had unanimously declared, "There is only one race, the human race." So, are there different biological races? No. Modern evolutionists have had to concede to the biblical concept of one race.